it is good that we can come together on this Sunday morning and to know that God is with us every step of the way, and how that He has blessed us, how He has sustained us, how that He has strengthened us. And so we can live another day, guess what, to tell the story of how good God is. Now, I know every day it's not going to be peaches and cream. And every day does not mean that we're going to be on cloud nine all the time. And sometimes we get that mixed up. But there are some valleys that we go through. There's going to be some tests on our job. There's people that's going to push our buttons, you know, as road rage, I hate to say it, begins to be greater. You just got to take a breath, step back, and let people, if they're going to act crazy, just let them act crazy and just step back and just know that God is in control. And again, I've always said it's not a surprise to God about anything that goes on in people's lives. It's not a surprise that goes on in your life, because God sees it all. God knows it all. And so the wonderful thing about it is He's Abba Father. He's Daddy. Let Him take charge and give it over to Him. Today, the title of my message today is Hiding from God. And we live in a world where that we may try to hide things in life that you and I deal with, things that we come across, and things that maybe we're dealing with now. But I want you to know today, from the get-go, you cannot hide from God. And I want to share with you today, because we think that we can hide from God. Now, we may hide from the pastor, we may hide from our friends, we may hide from mom and dad, we may hide, but there's the ultimate thing that we need to understand is that we cannot hide from God. Everybody is open. Everybody is open to the Lord. And I'm going to show you today with some scripture that how that God saw and how He knows, and that the one thing about it is that we have to be honest with ourselves, especially in the walk that we have with the Lord, in our Christian walk, in our Christian faith. We've got to understand that we can't hide from God, so therefore, we've got to be honest. We've got to be honest with ourselves. We've got to be honest with the Lord, because the Lord sees it all, and I want to share with you today. But if you'll go with me to the first book of the Bible, of Genesis, of the Old Testament, Genesis, the third chapter, beginning with the eighth verse. Hiding from God. And we want to thank those that are watching today live. And so my prayer is, there's something I can say to you to encourage you and your family as we get into God's Word today. Genesis 3 and 8. And let's look at this a little bit. In Genesis 3 and 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Genesis 3 and 8, I've got to read this again, because we're going to go into a little bit of this. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. I want you to know today, as we look at this passage, we see clearly from the beginning that Adam and Eve had a relationship with the Lord. They walked with God. They talked with God. And the Bible shares with us that there was something that happened. And when they heard the voice of the Lord, it was a voice that they're not used to, because the voice was a voice that they tried to hide from, because there was something that they had done that they thought was okay. And we know that it was the forbidden fruit, and we know that the thing that happened was becoming a domino effect, where that Eve had taken the forbidden fruit, and then it was kind of blamed to Adam, and then blamed to the serpent. So everything began to become a domino effect. So therefore, what God told them not to do, their relationship with God was severed. And at the point where that they, when they heard the voice, they hid themselves, not knowing that God knew them, not knowing that God saw them, that God saw everything that went on. But in their mind, they wanted to try to hide from God's presence. But I want you to know today, we can't hide from God's presence, because He's everywhere. David, and I've said this before, David in the Bible, King David said, if I make my bed in hell, Lord, you're there. If I make my bed in heaven, Lord, you're there. In other words, David said, God, it doesn't matter where I'm at, where I go, Lord, you are there. So I want you to know today, as we look at this passage, we see that God wanted a personal relationship with Adam and Eve. In other words, God had given them everything. He had given them the heart's desire of having everything. But it just seems like a lot of times when you get your heart's desire, it's almost like you kind of want to do something else. It's almost like you become curious. It's almost like you want to reach for something else. Even though it's all been given to you, it's almost like you want to step out of what's been given to you, or you want to step out from what you have, and it just becomes very curious. This is what happened with Adam and Eve. One of the most basic chapters in the Bible, as we will look at this, is the recording of the temptation and the fall of man. And this lets us know clearly in Genesis 3 and 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your, look at this, what the enemy says, look at what the devil says, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and began to eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. You see, I want you to know today, the enemy doesn't want you to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to stay away from God. And what he does is he throws things out there to you to keep from you having that relationship with God. He will throw the TV out there. He will throw the internet out there. He'll throw your phone. Your phone is a computer. He'll throw everything out there in your phone to keep you from thinking of God or hearing of God or praying. He's going to throw things out there where that you will not have time, because time is of the essence. Time is very precious, but He will cause you to be so busy about everything that He doesn't want you to have that relationship with God, but He wants you to hide from the relationship that God has for you. In other words, He wants you to stay away. He thinks that if He can keep you busy enough and busy enough with all the gadgetry that we have, that you will keep your mind off God and keep your mind on what He wants you to think, because He told Adam and Eve, you will be like God. You will know good and evil, and you'll be wise, and you'll be this, and you'll be that. Notice how that the enemy reflects everything about I, me, me, me. Folks, we have to die in Christ. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, it's not us, but it's Christ that lives in us. We've got to be hidden in Jesus Christ, not hidden into the world and not hidden into the things that is keeping us away from God. Listen, the Bible lets us know that they became a promise of redemption. Genesis 3 and 15 says this, God said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. In other words, when sin came into the garden and it was committed, God knew exactly that when it happened, He was going to make a way of an escape, that as time came, that people would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that there would be living hope. Listen, God walked in the garden in the cool of the day. It is time for sweet fellowship with the Lord today. Adam and Eve had gone into hiding. People today, I want you to know, are still hiding from God. They're continuing on being what they want to be, saying what they want to say, go where they want to go, do what they're doing. They're continuing on, and they're not acknowledging the Lord, and they're ignoring the Holy Spirit, and they don't want the Holy Spirit to move upon their heart and their life, because they love the pleasure, they love the life, they love to do the things that you don't want, that you would normally not want to do. They want to do the things that they just love to do, and we need to understand that we move and sever our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ when we go and do our own thing. My first point today is this: some hide from God at the time of His investigation. Some will hide from God at the time of His investigation. Listen, I want you to know today that God wants us to have a personal relationship with Him. Listen, He asked the question, where art thou? God is always seeking sinners. He's always seeking us. Again, I will say it and I will say it again. God loved you when your mind was not even on Him, when your heart was far from Him. He still loved you. God is always seeking you. He's always seeking me. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. The Bible clearly says in Luke 19 and 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He is seeking. He is still moving. His Holy Spirit is still upon this land. This Holy Spirit that He has is still going throughout to cause men and women, boys and girls, to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Conviction of sin is evidence that God is seeking. Let me say it again. Conviction of sin is evidence that God is seeking, that God's Holy Spirit is still moving upon your heart and life. God is speaking through His Word and shows He is seeking. While He may be found, he is still seeking. Sometimes he seeks through trials. Sometimes he seeks through preachers. Sometimes he seeks through caring for friends. Hiding from God is futile because you cannot hide from the Lord, for he knows where you are at. Psalms 139 and 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me. This is David, as he says. O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down sitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compass my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend, here it is again, I will read it to you. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the othermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If there was ever a man that could understand a little bit about God and his mercy and his grace, was David, King David. David had that relationship as a shepherd boy. He never forgot God. Even though he did a wayward way, he went other ways and did other things, he came back to God because he said, God, I cannot hide from you. I cannot do anything, Lord, that you're not aware of, that you don't know, because you know everything. In other words, David fully surrendered to God and his lordship and said, Lord, I know you are God Almighty. There's nothing else I can do but fully surrender to you. And today, that is what we're to do, is to fully surrender. You may well say, well, Pastor, I'm so bad. I've done this. I've done that. I've been this. I've been that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at today. God has his open arms for you to receive you, to bring you back in to his fold, to bring you back to where you need to be, not where so much that you want to go, because it's God's grace and his mercy that will sustain you. There is no place to hide from him. Even in darkness, you cannot hide. Even in darkness, you cannot hide. You can't hide from him. Genesis 3 and 11, and he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Because God asked the question, who told you you were naked? Why did you have to cover yourself up with fig leaves? Why? Why did you have to do that? They knew that they had done wrong, and they knew that they were in trouble. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. You see, it becomes the blame game. You see, it becomes the point where if we're trying to hide from God, we're going to begin to justify why we're hiding from the Lord. We'll say, well, because of this and because of that, and this happened and that happened. And we'll say, oh, we were born like that. Oh, you're born like that. We'll go through that road. We'll chase that rabbit and go down that line, because we will blame everything but ourselves. And that's the world which we live. The world blames everything else around them, but they don't look at themselves. Folks, we've got to look on the inside, not the outside. We've got to look on the inside, because we are to have a personal relationship with God. Listen, man will judge you up and down and tell you what you are and what you're not, but God sees the intent of man, and He sees the intent of your heart. He knows if you've got right motives. He knows if you've got wrong motives. He knows you inside and out. He just wants you to be honest with yourself. To be honest with yourself. My second point today, some hide from God at the time of His invitation. Some will hide from God at the time of invitation, of His invitation. John 5 and 40 says, "And you will not come to me that you might have life. And you will not come to me that you may have life." The most difficult hiding to understand. The most difficult hiding to understand. Our Lord's invitation goes out to all. The tender truth, as we know of John's gospel of John 3 and 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth upon Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Our invitation goes out. The compassion of the cross, our Lord's gracious invitation, begins to take place. Matthew's Gospel 11 and 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come unto Him. Not to ourselves, come unto Him. You're not going to give yourself rest. The only person that's going to give you rest is the Lord Jesus Christ, because you're going to wrestle with the flesh until the day you die. The spirit and the flesh will wrestle against each other. And the only way that you can overcome the flesh and overcome the things in life is to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and begin to yoke up with Him. Because He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you" what? "I will give you rest." The last invitation in the Bible says, "Come." Revelations 22 and 17. "And the Spirit and the bride said, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Adam and Eve hiding among the trees. Trees, people hide behind even today. In other words, the trees that people hide by is the busy schedules of life. There are some that will hide behind being hypocrites. Other excuses may take place that we're hiding. Yet nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. You may be hiding from the Lord today, but there will nothing be changed until you fully surrender to His Lordship and say, "Lord, take charge and take control." Because you will constantly be hiding all the time. Because why? The enemy does not want you to have that personal relationship to where that you can once have that Adam and Eve had when they walked with God and talked with God. That's what God wants today. He wants you to walk with Him. He wants you to talk with Him. You say, "Well, Pastor, how can you walk with God today? How can you talk with God today?" You can do it by prayer. That's talking to Him. And how do you know, Pastor? Well, you can open up the Word of God. The Word of God, that's God. That's God speaking. He comes from the Word. Why? Because He is the Word. And we communicate and we hear from God by opening up God's Word. Listen, Luke 14 and 16 says this, "And then He said unto them," Him, "a certain man made a great supper and bade many and sent his servants at a supper time to say to them, We're bidden, and come, for all the things are now ready. And they all were with one consent an excuse. And the first said unto him, I will have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs to go and see it. And I pray thee, and have me excuses. And another said, I have bought five yokes of oxen, and I've got to prove them, and I pray thee, have me excuse. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and shewed his lord these things. And there the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it does as thou has commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out in the highways and the hedges, compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden have tasted of my supper. My third point today is some will hide from the God at the time of his indignation. Some will hide from God at the time of his indignation. Revelation 6 and 16, and he said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. The wrath of the Lamb. How strange. An angry Lamb. The Lamb slain on the cross. Jesus is the Lamb. And with the angry Lamb, Jesus becomes that we need. He came to take away the sin of the world. He came to deliver us from wrath. John 3 and 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God that abideth on him. Identifying those trying to hide. Yet the kings of the earth, in other words, the positions, make no difference. Chief captains and mighty men, in other words, the power doesn't protect. All who are free and slaves, rich, do not save. Only Jesus Christ is the one that saves us. Safety comes from hiding in Christ. Now, safety comes from hiding in Christ now. In other words, we're to be hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3 and 1. If ye then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. In other words, hidden with Christ. When we're hiding with Christ, the Bible lets us know in Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. In other words, we are hidden. In other words, that God clearly sees us and He covers us. He covers you every day. And we are to be hidden in Christ, not hidden in ourselves, not hidden in what our desires are, what we're wanting to do and how we want to do it, when we're going to do it and where we're going to do it. But everything is towards Christ, that we not sever this relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. What severs the relationship? What severs? When we put other gods in our life, severs the relationship. When we put other things in life over God, that's when we sever that relationship. It doesn't mean that God leaves us. It doesn't mean that God separates us, but we sever the relationship that we have. In other words, that's what happened with Adam and Eve. They severed the relationship with God because they allowed other things to come into their life, which got their attention, and they became curious, and therefore they listened to the enemy. The enemy lied to them. He twisted twisted God's word up. He twisted things up to cause them to go in the wrong direction. That's the same way the devil does today. He will twist other things because he's the father of lies. He will do everything he can to keep you away with having that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But we as the church have to put on the whole armor of God so that we can withstand the enemy when he wars against us, so that we can have victory on high. You and I have the victory. We've got the victory in Christ Jesus. We've got one that will fight the battle, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, Pastor? Because he went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day. He's seated by the right hand of the Father. And therefore, you and I have victory that we can overcome the enemy, because the enemy is the footstool that we are to stand on and to know that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. We have victory. And therefore, we can continue on and we can stand. Listen. For you are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You cannot hide from Him. You cannot hide from Him. But you can hide in Him. You cannot hide from Him. But you can hide in Him. And I want you to know today that is what we're to do as Christian believers. We are to hide in Christ, not from Christ. Respond to God's call and come out of hiding. There is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. That's the Word of God. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You are not condemned. God did not come to condemn the world, John 3:17. He says, but I have come to save that which is lost. We are not to walk around being condemned. We are not to say, well, I'm not worthy to take communion. I'm not worthy to do this. I'm not worthy. None of us, including your pastor, is worthy of anything. But the reason why that we are worthy is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, if we had a perfect church, if you had a perfect pastor, if everything was perfect, there was no need for God to send His Son, Jesus Christ, on this earth. There would not have been a crucifixion. There'd have been no need of a crucifixion. There'd be no need of a church. There'd be no need of pews. There'd be no need of anything, because if we all walked around that we're perfect and that we're all this and all that, we wouldn't need none of this. But every one of us is fallible. Everyone. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. It is only by God's grace and His mercy. So when we realize that we're not hiding nothing from God, because you're walking in foolishness, you become a fool if you think that you can hide from God, because you cannot. Because God knows and sees all, and He wants you to come to Him and have a personal relationship. Listen, let me go a step further in this closing. I cannot die for you. You cannot die for me. You cannot stand before God for me. I cannot stand to God before you. Every one of us, including this pastor, has got to give an account to God one day. After we die, the Bible says, then the judgment. And with that in mind, that's the one thing that we need to understand in our relationship. You can't blame, well, it's because of what the pastor said. Well, what she said. Well, it's because of what he did. It has nothing to do. It will be you. The Bible says, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Every one of us have to work on our salvation. But let us realize and let us acknowledge we cannot hide from God. In other words, we just need to commit. We just need to admit and say, Lord, you know my downfalls, my downs. Just as David said, Lord, you know. But Lord, I want you to have mercy upon me. That's the one thing we need to understand. Respond to God's call and come out of hiding and come to Him and be safe. When we surrender to Him and say, Lord, take charge. Take charge. I want to surrender to you. That's when God becomes God in our hearts, in our lives. Stand with me across the building today.